Father God, as we are gathered in this holy place today, we are with the disciples who asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And we, as your people here and now, ask you to teach us to pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. We've come in our series on holy habits to the week when we're focusing on the holy habit of prayer. And I think that you probably will agree with me, it is the greatest privilege to be able to be in the presence of the Holy One who created the world and to know that he's listening to us personally. A deep mystery. How can it be such a thing? But God has made us with a very strong default mode as human beings for prayer in various circumstances. So when awe overwhelms us, thankfulness for beauty and amazement, when longing fills our hearts and we lean into God with our prayers of hope and promise, and when fear invades our souls or anxiety weighs on us, prayer comes. It comes in extreme circumstances to people who don't even believe in God and who have never prayed before in their lives. Prayer comes because we're human and it's the way that God has made us for relationship with him. And that is our gift. And the gift is ours wherever we are and whoever we are. Even in prison, even when prayer is forbidden, even when prayer has to be hidden because it's not safe, prayer happens in the secret place in our hearts where no one can say you can't do that. And God meets us no matter what the external circumstances are that we find ourselves in. So with this in mind, what an absolute gift prayer is, another question for you. What is your holy habit of prayer? And maybe to be thoughtful about God saying, there's something else for you, there's something more for you. I believe that God is always saying, come closer, come deeper, push the edges of what you've done before with prayer. And the summertime, 6 weeks of summertime, 6 weeks of summer holidays, an opportunity to reset, to restart, to reboot, to refresh, and to renew any holy habit in our lives that could do with any of those things happening to it. So an opportunity lies ahead. Another question for you. What is prayer for you? What does it mean? And whilst you're thinking about that, some other people have said these things. Prayer is a conversation with God, both saying things to him and hearing things from him. Prayer is a conscious habit of attention to the presence of God in all that is. Prayer is a depth of relationship that takes us beyond words and into a sense of his reality, his generosity, his delight, and his grace. Prayer is the privilege of touching the heart of the Father. Prayer is what happens when our will is aligned with the will of God. Prayer is our connection to heaven and heaven's connection to us. I wonder if any of those catch you and you think, yes, I agree with that. Or whether you've been thinking different, something different about your understanding of prayer. In the passage from the Gospel that we heard today from Matthew, the disciples had asked Jesus to teach them because they'd noticed how he prayed, that he prayed often, and that when he did pray, his prayers were so intimate and so beautiful to observe. And that's not what they'd experienced before in their lives of prayer. So they said to him, "Teach us. Teach us how you do it. That's how we want it to be." And this is what they'd noticed about Jesus, is that he found this place, an intimate place between him and his Father, that's like this. I'm going to read a quote by Callistus Ware, and he wrote this: "Unless there is a still centre in the middle of the storm, unless a person, amid all their activities, preserves a secret room in their heart where they stand alone before God, then they will lose all sense of spiritual direction." So that's the room that Jesus was entering, the room in his own heart where he could commune with the Father and discern the direction for his life, for his ministry. And it is the same for us, for each of us, that that's what we're called to. And if we think, well, that's a big thing, how can we be like Jesus in the way that he prayed? Then here we have it, the Lord's Prayer. He said to the people then, and he says to us people now, this is the way to pray, the Lord's Prayer, a model prayer for all times and for all seasons of life, a prayer that we can learn by heart and keep with us. And even if we forget it, which I did in school the other day when I was doing a school assembly, there were people there who knew it. And there was a little girl who'd written it out and stuck it on the wall behind me. Thank God for that little girl. Because they could just say, "Oh, Reverend Louise, just turn round and you'll find the Lord's Prayer there." So all across the world are Christians, and they use this prayer because it's the prayer that Jesus led us in and encourages us with, and we can remember it and we be reminded of it by others too. And this is what he said: "Address God as your Father. Praise and glorify his name. Ask that his will be done on earth as in heaven. Ask for daily bread, nourishment for your soul and for your body. Seek the forgiveness of your own sins and for the grace to forgive others and for the grace to resist temptations and to be delivered from evil, which is in and around you. End with an affirmation of God's kingdom, his power and his glory forever and ever and ever. And ever. Amen." So beautiful, so complete. If we only pray that prayer, that's it. And if we use it as a model or a map, we can also map in other prayers into it and expand on those phrases, adding in personal and situational and contextual things into the themes that Jesus has led us in. Three cautions with regard to prayer. Prayer is very powerful, and it is always in the process of being answered. It is always answered, and sometimes it is in process, and we don't yet see what the answer is. And sometimes the answer, when we do see it, is not what we hoped for, is not what we thought it would be, and we are surprised, and sometimes it's really hard, actually. Prayer is not magic. We cannot summon God like a genie out of a lamp and say, "This is my wish," and expect him to behave like a genie out of a lamp, because that's not who he is. Prayer cannot and should not make demands. It's for humility. God is the creator of the universe, and he does not take orders from us. However, he wants to know the longings of our hearts, and he is very close and listening very carefully. So let's be with how wonderful that invitation is and how much humility it calls for. Prayer is not a guarantee against suffering or bad things happening to good people. And in fact, Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. You will, at times, have struggle and trouble in your lives. But prayer is surrendering to the will of God and cooperation with him in his purposes being worked out for good in all things, no matter what. So let's keep with trusting him. Let's keep with offering him the longings of our hearts and being with him in the working out of his purposes. Someone once wrote, if I throw out a boat hook from the boat and catch hold of the shore and pull, do I pull the shore to me or do I pull myself to the shore? Do I pull the shore to me or do I pull myself to the shore? And I think in terms of prayer, when we throw a line to the Holy One, it's that we draw close to him. He is the unshakable, immovable foundation which is safe. And if we're connected with him and we're drawing in our boat on the troubled water towards the shore, that is him. All shall be well. All shall be well. Another truth, which seems almost the opposite, is that it isn't really so much sometimes about us drawing close to him, because he is always wanting to draw close to us. And he most particularly wants to draw close to us when we are lost, we're lonely, we're frightened, we're anxious, we're besieged by what makes us feel very alone in our lives. Then he wants to look for us like the good shepherd that he is and find us and bring us home. So prayer works both ways. And some of us may make this summer the time to make a habit, grow the habit, deepen the habit of prayer. And I wonder if it's you thoughtful about prayer and you over the summer, what you might need to do more of, less of, or to change in any way. So some of us, we need to set aside more time. We've got too busy and we've let other things get in the way. The summer is a time to reset. Some need to find just what works for them in their day, the time of day that works, the place, whether it's in the garden or whether it's in a part of the house or whether it's walking or whether it's sitting quiet somewhere. Some of us need to spend time on our own with God, and others of us need to spend time with others praying aloud. Some of us need to pray more silently and learn to listen more carefully to what he has to say rather than filling with our words. Mother Teresa said this, I always begin my prayer in silence, for it is in the silence of the heart that God speaks. God is the friend of silence. We need to listen to God because it's not what we say, but what he says to us and through us that matters. So a few ideas for the summertime. I'm wandering about for myself, making a mug of tea and going daily and sitting outdoors with it, come rain or shine, and looking for the beauty and noticing creation and praising and worshipping God, thanking him for all that is and letting all that is that he's made remind me of him. And so I'm wondering about my outdoor prayers. I'm wondering about a prayer journal, a journal in which it is possible to spend a few minutes each day recording what you're thankful for, what you're hoping for, what you're praying for, and any sadness or regret that you have, also any joy, and to record the prayers for others and also the answers as they come. Spending time actually choosing words for your prayers and writing them down, it's really helpful when you look back and you see what you prayed for and what God has done about it. It's a very beautiful thing to do. And ask God, is there anything, God, that you want to say to me today? And wait and listen and see what comes to your mind, see what comes to your heart. Pray the Lord's Prayer every day through the summer. Weekly, I was thinking, what about weekly? Well, go on a prayer walk around your neighbourhood and pray for the people in their houses and pray for the people that you see out walking and pray for the people who pass by in their cars on their way to their work or on their way home or on their way to hospital appointments or wherever they're going. Pray for the people that you see. Pray for the animals in the fields and the crops that are growing and the rain that hasn't come and the longing that there is for the earth to have relief from its parched dryness. So much to pray for, and it's when we're out and about and we're looking that we get inspired to pray. Do the prayer walk that is out here in the churchyard here at Pullock's Hill that Liz Coulson has created with a leaflet that tells you where to go and a few ideas of how to pray. That would be a wonderful thing to do. And Silso and Flitton are open in the daytime. Why not go and sit in those churches and pray over the summer at some point and pray for those communities as well as see what God might have to say to you there? I wonder who has a bus pass. Because I'm really looking forward to the day when I get a bus pass. Because I love to travel on the bus, on the top deck, on the front seat. That's my favourite place. And I am looking forward to having a pass that means I can go on a bus journey at any time. I could see a bus and get on it and go nowhere or somewhere. But I could pray. I could pray from the top deck for the people that I see, for the communities that I pass by. And if anyone has an opportunity to use their bus pass and do that over the summer, please do. And if anyone is going to the sea over the summer and to the sand, what about writing your prayers on the sand or making sandcastles or writing your prayers with shells? And what about, in particular, maybe writing the things that you're really sorry about near the shoreline so that you can watch the waves wash away your sins, which are immediately forgiven by God because you've asked him and you've turned to him. Draw your prayers, colour your prayers, collect photos of the people that you're praying for, put them in a place in your house where you'll see them. For some, there may be something coming soon which would really suit you, which is an opportunity to be part of a prayer partnership or a prayer triplet. As the summer goes on, we're working towards offering a possibility to anyone who'd like to be part of it to join in a little praying couple or threesome to meet once a month and be using your voices, your words aloud in prayer for one another and for some things that will be part of the praying time. Use books, use notes, for your prayers. I've got some books today on try praying. I've got some books on how to pray. There's an app on your phone you can get, which is fantastic, which is called Lectio 365. I can show you how to get that on your phone, so you can use that every day. Another one called Pray As You Go, also very, very good. Ask for some help if you want a little encouragement. Talk to one another about prayer. How do you pray? How do you pray? Ask somebody else. And inspire each other, because this is the most beautiful, the most precious, the most tender gift, I think, apart from life itself, that we have. Father Gilbert Shaw, he wrote this: the purpose of living is not to learn to make prayer, but to become prayer, to live in and for God according to his divine call, wholly surrendered to the Spirit's activity in the soul for the glory of God. I'll read the first part of that again, just because it's so profound and mysterious. It takes a bit of pondering, and it's worth taking away to think about some more. The purpose of living is not to learn to make prayer, but to become prayer. Not to make prayer, to become prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we can't really very easily get our heads and our hearts around the mystery of prayer, but we do know that it's real, this gift, and we do know that you invite us deeper, and we do know that there is a summer season ahead of us which has opportunities in it. Please will you help us to learn to become prayer. For Jesus' sake. Amen.